إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الملك المبين وأشهد أن نبينا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى أصحابه الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله Respected brothers and sisters in Islam I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one who singly created all things and controls all things whatever he wills happens whatever he does not will does not happen every particle in the universe every atom in the universe is under his command all things in creation are under his grip Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he began the creation and he controls it and to him all things return beloved brothers and sisters in Islam know that the hearts of human beings are between the two fingers of the Rahman the merciful one he turns them as he pleases he turns the hearts that he wishes to guide to incline towards his deen and he turns the hearts of those who he wishes to misguide astray and away from the path according to his justice beloved brothers and sisters in Islam have taqwa of Allah be mindful of him and watchful of him and his rights upon you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he says
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ
All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and be with those who are truthful. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we spoke last week of the importance of iman and yaqeen and holding fast to the deen we mentioned beloved brothers and sisters in Islam that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he wanted good for his creation he sent his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sent upon him the book Al-Qur'an and by them he guided a people from darknesses to light he guided a people from the ignorance of kufr and shirk to the light of ubudiyyah to the one creator of the lord of the universe we mentioned beloved brothers and sisters in Islam that this iman this spark of faith is what changed the course of history it was the iman the feeling of khushu' the feeling of humbleness in the heart it is what is deep within the soul of consciousness and faith in Allah it is that sweetness of faith that caused the sahaba to establish an ummah a nation that brought justice and spread it to the ends of the earth it was that spark of iman and faith that caused the sahaba to rise to a level of character and akhlaq and nobility that has never been seen on the face of the earth before. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this iman that we spoke of, this iman is the healing for the hearts, the faith in Allah, turning oneself completely to Allah and away from anything else in the creation. This is the medicine for the soul. When the heart is filled with the worship of Allah alone, the Tawheed, then the soul finds peace and tranquility. It is through this iman that the hearts become healed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, speaking of this great favor He sent down upon the Muslims, He says,
وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَهُ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرِ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in this beautiful ayah, but Allah, لكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved for you to have iman. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. From the bounties of Allah upon the Sahaba and upon all the believers is that He made iman beautified in our hearts. This is a great favor from Allah. And He made hated to you, addressing the believers, the kufr and the fusuq, the evil doing, and the asyan, the disobedience. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the most perfect hearts are the ones who only take Allah as its ilah. The heart that is truly filled with iman, the one that is upright and pure and soft, is the one that takes Allah alone as its object of worship. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we mentioned how iman is the humbleness, the brokenness of the heart to the nobility and greatness and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to realize that this iman that Allah has blessed us with, that He has beautified in our hearts, it must be preserved. It must be guarded and protected. Iman, faith, yaqeen, certainty, is a treasure. It is a beautiful treasure that must be guarded. It must be held safe. There, a barrier or a trench should be built around the faith that we have, so that it is not attacked and harmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran of some people or a man from the Bani Israel who saw the signs of Allah, but he did not hold on to those signs, those ayat. He followed instead his whims. He saw the signs of Allah. He knew the signs of Allah Almighty. But he turned away, his heart turned away from those signs, that iman, and it turned towards the love of the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, recite to them, نَبَأَ الَّذِي, the story, the news of the one, آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. The man who we gave our signs, we showed him our ayat.
فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ.
فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. He turned away from the ayats. He turned away from the iman, the yaqeen, the signs that Allah gave him, the knowledge. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. So what happened when he turned away from this iman? فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ. When the person, this man from the Bani Israel, turned away from the signs of Allah, and this applies to every single believer, every single Muslim, the story is mentioned to us as a reminder for us, as a mawa'idah, as a warning for us, that when he turned away from Allah's signs, then who followed him? فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Then the shaytan followed him. فَكَانَ لِلْمَعْلِينَ. Then he was of those who were led astray. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what are the causes of the deviation, of the corruption of the iman amongst the Muslims? The ulama, they mentioned that many Muslims, they turn away from the akhirah and give priority to the dunya over the akhirah. They give more priority, more concern, more worry to the dunya than the akhirah. So this is exactly what the enemies of Islam want. They want the Muslim to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for some people that Allah gave rizq, He gave wealth, He gave them authority, this became a great fitna for them. They used that authority, that wealth, for the dunya instead of the akhirah. Or they gave more priority to the dunya than the akhirah. So this opened up for them the door of the two greatest evils, the two great fitna, the desires and the doubtful matters. The shahawat, the desires, the lusts, and the shubuhat, the doubtful things, the questionable things. And so they became of those who went astray. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the things that cause the misguidance is taqdis al-aql, giving holiness or holding the mind, the reason, the rationale, the opinion in such high esteem over the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over the shara. We mentioned, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the words of the great Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, who said that whenever a heart is given priority to reason over the law of Allah, then this heart can never truly have iman inside of it. The iman will never remain firm in it. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the dangers to our iman, and to our faith, and to our yaqeen, is keeping the company of people who speak ill of the law of Allah, or speak ill of His religion, or mock it, or hate aspects of it, or who deny certain laws and legislation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us of such people, and being in company of them. He says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ.
فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ, if you see those يَخُوضُونَ, making fun or mocking or playing around with the signs of Allah, then what should one do? فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Then turn away from them. Do not be in the company of such people.
حَتَّى يَخُونُ فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ.
حَتَّى, until they go into another matter. Until they speak of something else and leave that subject. But what if one accidentally falls into their company and listens to them? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us,
وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَانِ.
وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ. If the shaytan, he makes you forget, then don't sit with them after that. The shaytan causes us to forget and to be in an evil company, and we realize it, then do not return to their company after remembering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in another ayah,
وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in this beautiful ayah, and we have sent upon you in the book that if you hear the signs of Allah or the verses of Allah or the religion of Allah made disbelieved in, rejected, yukfaru biha, people making fun or disbelieving, rejecting the signs of Allah and making fun of it, yastahzau biha, فَلَا تَقْعَدُوا مَعَهُمْ. Then do not sit with those people, حَتَّى يَخُونُ فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرٍ, until they speak of another matter. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this treasure of Iman, this rich treasure of Iman, must be guarded from diseases, from tribulations. It must be protected from the things that we must do, or a reminder that we must realize, is when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second Khalifa, when he was given a book from the Ahl al-Kitab, one of their books, the Torah, he was reading it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Oh Umar, are you doubtful of Islam? Are you doubting Islam? Don't you know that this religion from me, isn't this enough that you don't have to go to the Jews and Christians to learn it?" Here the Prophet ﷺ, as the Mufassirin, the Shurah, they say, he was afraid of fitna happening to Umar. He was afraid that Umar, by reading the books of the Ahlul Kitab, that he would be exposed to a fitna. So he warned him away from that and said, "What I have given you is sufficient for you." And he continues and he says, "I have left you with what is so pure and white. I have come to you with what is white and pure." So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the ulama explained, he was afraid that Umar radiallahu anhu, and Umar is who you know, he was afraid that he would be exposed to fitna, temptation, doubtful matters by reading the books of the previous revelations because of the corruption in them and the falsehood. So then we ask, or we realize, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if this was the fear of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Umar ibn al-Khattab, that he might fall into fitna, then what about us? What about us? How much more in danger, how much more grave is it for us that we might fall into fitna? Reading some books out of curiosity, watching some programs, just for interest, just for general interest, could be a grave danger. how many people have fallen into shubha, doubts, because of reading or looking or talking to someone who expose them to doubtful fitna. So a Muslim, a wise Muslim who's careful to guard his iman, they avoid exposing themselves to such books that could create doubt in their minds. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the means of guarding our iman and our faith and our taqwa in Allah, and this is a very, very important aspect, is making dua to Allah. Making a lot of dua to Allah to make our hearts firm on Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to recite the dua, Ya muqallib al-qulub, O the one who flips the hearts, make my heart firm on your religion. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O the turner of the hearts, make my heart firm on your religion. Also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the things that make our iman and our faith strong and save it from misguidance and save it from the two evils of the desires and the doubtful matters is doing more and more righteous deeds, hastening to do more and more good deeds, from prayer, reading Quran, fasting, charity, sitting with righteous people, sitting with good people who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping good friends, having our children be around good company, people who remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the duties upon us and upon the ulama and the people of da'wah, and the muslihin, those who try to rectify the affairs of the Muslims, is to respond to those doubtful matters with clear evidence. And so that they make the matter clear for the people, and so that they will be saved from the great fitna of doubtful things. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should also stick together. We should remind one another to stay together as one saf, one line, as we stand in prayer. And that we bring our word together in unity. And that we help each other to have iman. We help one another to have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu lana fil Qur'an wa sunnah. Aqulu hadha al-qawl wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Fatubu. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولي المتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وتوبى للمستغفرين أسأل الله تعالى أن يثبت قلوبنا على دينه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts firm on His religion and to save us from all of the fitan, what is apparent and what is hidden. We ask Allah to make our hearts firm on His deen. O the turner of the hearts, turn our hearts towards your religion. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqq wa rzuqna tiba'a. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك وشريعتك وكتابك وسنة نبيك ردا جميلا اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم يا خير الحافظ احفظ المسلمين في الشام وفي فلسطين وفي بورما وفي بنغلاديش وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انصر المؤمنين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم نعوذ بك أن نزل أو نزل أو نذل أو نضل أو نجهل أو يجهل علينا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجمع قلوبنا, اللهم اجمع بين قلوب المسلمين, اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين في هذا المسجد وفي كل مكان. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
السلام عليكم. الذي يصلي نار الخلود قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إنا لنا في الصحف الأولى صحف
فذكر إننا أنت مذكر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.